This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining us for the first time today, or maybe the first time at all, this is the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day Program, which is heard around the country on 300 or so radio stations during the week. And on the weekend, we have a couple of hundred stations, many of them the same ones that carry the program during the week, with our focus, though, in this program on you and your health. The expert is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's available at 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. The benefit, we have lots of different benefits when it comes to the program and how we present things, but a lot of people get a lot of good from your calls. So if you have something that's very specialized and you think, nobody's going to benefit from that, I don't want to call and embarrass myself. First of all, you won't embarrass yourself. Ken will not embarrass you. That's for sure. But because there are a couple, 300,000 or 400,000 people listening every quarter hour, and that multiplies into the millions over the course of the weekend and the various ways that people can hear this program, there's bound to be somebody else who will benefit from the same question or concern that you have. So don't be shy. Don't be bashful. The only dumb question is the one that hasn't been answered. Ralph, listening in Redding, California, Chico land, as it were. Ralph, what's on your mind? How can Dr. Ken help you out?
Well, I want to know, Dr. Ken, my daughter seems to have an excessively bad case of edema. Her legs are very swollen, and she loses enough water where she has these bandages she's putting around them that get just drenched with liquids of some form. And she has changes things like every 2 or 3 hours now, and I think she needs to go to the emergency room, but she says no, and I thought I'd call and see what you thought.
Sure, Ralph. It's never ending for a dad. Just out of curiosity, Ralph, how old is your daughter?
She's 52.
52.
And overweight.
Okay, because there's a number of reasons why people can get edema or swelling. I imagine the swelling is mostly in her ankles and legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently both legs. And like I say, she put these pads around to absorb the liquid, but she doesn't seem getting better, and I think she needs to go.
Right. You know, mild cases, they can be due from sitting or staying in one position too long just due to gravity pulling the fluid down to your legs, or eating too much salt, eating too much salty food. It acts like a reservoir to just pull liquid into the body until you get rid of that salt. Sometimes premenstrual signs and symptoms show a little bit of fluid. Pregnancy, because of the need to pump all this extra fluid around the body, can cause swelling. And some medications, especially high blood pressure medications, steroids, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications, estrogen, some diabetic medicines all can do this. But aside from that, you start getting more serious cases of edema. I, as a heart doctor, see this in patients who have heart failure because the blood is just not getting pumped around adequately, so it just accumulates behind the heart, and that's usually in the legs. Cirrhosis, when the liver is just not making the right products, or it just gets to be a high-pressure situation and the blood can't get through it. This often causes ascites or fluid throughout the body. Kidney disease can cause swelling in the legs, damage to the kidneys, or damage in the veins in the legs so that the fluid just can't get back. All of these can be causes. Also, importantly, is the lymphatic system. If you have a lymphatic system that's not adequate, that's not working, this will also result in accumulation of fluid. Ralph, do we know what the cause is? I mentioned a pretty thorough list of all the reasons why you get this problem.
Yes. Okay, well, she, like I said, she is very overweight. She probably weighs 300 pounds.
Oh, boy.
She's very bright. She's smart, but she's not smart enough to go in to see the doctor, apparently. And she mentioned to my wife about maybe having some kidney problems.
Right,
and
she's a bit self-destructive, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
So I imagine there's a lot of emotional, mental issues here with your daughter?
No, no, she's a very bright person.
Well, bright doesn't mean that you don't have emotional issues.
Sometimes, you know, bright and mental illness is not going hand in hand. But first of all, she's not making the right judgments. So, you know, we were talking about how anxiety disorders interfere with good judgment and making the right choices. She has to have some issues here. Ralph, it's hard.
But Dr. Ken is telling you, Ralph, it's hard sometimes to swallow this stuff. Your daughter needs to see someone to adjust her head as much as her body.
She needs both, and she's gonna. This is not going to get better on its own. It's only going to get worse. She's 300 pounds. How tall is she? I'm afraid to ask.
Well, she's about 5'11".
Okay.
I'm concerned. If this can end up in death, can it not?
Well, absolutely, depending on what the cause is. And at her weight, you know, she's just adding so much risk to her heart, and she needs to be checked out because I'm concerned she has heart failure.
Yeah, okay, well...
Combined with kidney disease, which only the two go hand in hand, and they just work on each other to make both worse, and that's just early death.
It's what's the typical signs of the self-inflicted wounds, kind of, without sticking a knife into you? This woman has a death wish. For whatever the reason, whatever's going on with her, whatever has gone on with her,
is she single, Ralph?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So
and she's employed and has a $250,000 a year job. That she got just a $20,000 bonus on just recently because of her brilliance.
But she's self-destructive, though.
Yeah. Yes, if she won't go in, yes, and I need
she
to...
She potentially has a lot to live for, but that doesn't mean that she's making the right decision and she's not potentially self-destructive. She doesn't like herself for some reason.
Do you have diabetes,
reason.
Ken?
I would imagine she does it that way.
Yeah, she claims that she doesn't, but and she says she's researched that part, but and she knows what she has. She just
why is she so stubborn, Ralph?
I don't know. She's not.
Was she heavy as a kid?
No.
No.
No, she was very thin as a child, and which is what's surprising.
Is she lonely?
No. She has friends now. She doesn't get around very well right now because her feet are swollen and such, and she's kind of afraid of what she looks like. But she does have several friends that are with her, but they can't seem to, or I haven't talked to them, so I can't say that they haven't encouraged her to go to the ED or anything. She seems, when we talk, we talk every day, what she does with my wife. And she seems to be normal in every aspect.
She's not
it's
normal.
Just that she's afraid to go in. And now I don't even know she could get in because she can't walk around very well. I want to go visit with her. And
what city is she in?
She lives in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Lots of great medical care there. Lots of great emotional care there.
Yeah.
She has to think that it's worth her while. She has to think that somebody cares about her in a way that is unique, and that oftentimes doesn't happen with people. Whatever comes first, you said that she wasn't heavy before. Somehow or other, she's been, I'm going to bet you, dimes to donuts that she's been rejected in some way, shape, or form, and whether it's a relationship or whatever it is, but there's some feeling of rejection there, and that's what gets people on to the eating, and all becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, as Ken said.
Well, if she went in, would you say that there's a chance that she could get better from this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's you first have to make a diagnosis, and and she needs a lot of help. She needs help with losing weight. She needs help with making a diagnosis and then treating the underlying problem. And if she hasn't been to a doctor in years, there's absolutely a lot that could be done.
See if you can talk to her, Ralph, and talk some sense into her, you and your wife, and best of luck with her and with you. 888-553-7536. When I hear a story like that, I go back around to the impact of super beets and how people that eat clean, eat well, don't have sugar, processed food, that certainly is a way to better health. When you need a boost of energy without sugar and without chemicals, you'll reach for super beets. They're all organic. The three whole beets that are in one teaspoon allow your system to open up. I would think that a woman who had that kind of weight, Ken, would have a hard time with their arteries and veins. Do heavy people have their arteries and veins compromised, thus the blood pressure problems that develop when you gain weight?
Oh, well, absolutely. Being that obese, and there may be even morbid, sounds like close to morbid obesity, leads to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, blood sugar problems. So there are three risk factors: blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes. There are three big risk factors at her age. You know, she definitely is at risk of having heart disease.
All right, let's talk about super beets, the only superfood that boosts your blood flow. Your veins open up. Ken's got the story of nitric oxide and how the miracle molecule for your arteries leads to just nothing but better health through better blood pressure.
And I hate to correct Doug, but he means the arteries open
up. What did I say, veins? I mean, I didn't mean, arteries.
The two-way traffic, the arteries take it away from the heart and the veins bring it back. But in 1998, the Nobel Prize was given out for this discovery of nitric oxide. And that's why many of us who went to medical school before this time have no idea about this. Many doctors don't bring it up. But this is such an important development. It's on the cutting edge of medical science. And it's just getting into the textbooks right now. And we're going to be hearing so much more about nitric oxide as the third important gas in the body. The nitric oxide, as I like to call it, it's the garage door opener of the circulation. The red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe through the 60,000 miles of circulation, but they're not going to get in to the circulation unless they first spray. The red blood cell first sprays the circulation with nitric oxide, and that opens up the gate. And the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, or it will run out as you get older, and the body uses these dietary nitrates from spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, certain green teas, kale, radish, leafy vegetables, but it's hard to get enough of these building blocks, and the folks at Neogenis have figured out how to granulate beets so it doesn't have that beety taste. It actually tastes pretty good, and you can just put a teaspoon into some water. That's their Super Beets products. That's like getting a sudden boost of nitric oxide instead of those energy drinks or a lot of caffeine, but they have also a great other product, Neo40, which is just a little tablet you put on your tongue, and this will boost your tank so that your level of nitric oxide gets to the normal level. And I recommend everyone check with their saliva test strips the level of nitric oxide in your body.
So if you call now, 800-655-4183, you'll get an order. You're going to talk to an operator and say, I'd like to have an order of Super Beets. They'll say, okay, get a 3-month supply, and we'll send you for calling today a 30-day supply, an extra 30 days. So you pay for 3 months, you get 4 months. That's the first order, and that's something you should do now. 800-655-4183 while you're thinking about it. You also get a free book called Beat the Odds that explains what Dr. Ken just explained on the radio. 800-655-4183. Super Beats the Neo 40. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's get at it here. Continue at it, I guess that's more reasonable. 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health, 888-553-7536. We continue to encourage and to take your calls when there's an issue you have with your health. Where'd that come from? With your health. Let's get at it. Doug's in Lancaster, California. What's your story, sir, and what would you like to have Dr. Ken do to help you?
My story has to do with my gastro problems. I'm a 71-year-old male and about 5'7". I've lost weight from about 140. I'm down to 108. I can't control it very well. I have gurgling. I have pain. I've gone through the doctor, going through the colonoscopy and the endoscopy and the scanning of my body. And he said, there's nothing wrong with your stomach. You need to go have a good meal. But in the meantime, I had an idea by looking online that it was gastroparesis. I also had an eating test that indicated that it was going okay, although I have food and water juggling around hours after I eat. I tried the small meals a day. Once I eat certain things, then it's all. Then I get bloated again. Then I have a rough night. Then I have a bunch of diarrhea the next day, and then I try to recover.
Doug,
and so my energy now.
Doug, give me a second. Let me get in here. So you have undiagnosed pain when you eat. Is that basically in a nutshell?
Right.
And in the interest, because of time, let me see if I can just get to this a little sooner. I appreciate your efforts to explain it. You did a very good job. Just yes or no, have you had an upper endoscopy? Yes or no?
I had the endoscopy.
Doug, we're going to run out of time.
Answer Ken's question. Stop talking and listen, please.
Have you had an upper endoscopy?
Yes.
Normal or abnormal?
Normal.
Have you had a CAT scan of your abdomen?
I have.
Normal or abnormal?
Normal.
Have you had a gallbladder liver ultrasound, normal or abnormal?
Normal. They look
okay.
Like that.
So you've had a gallbladder ultrasound. Have you had a HIDA scan of the gallbladder?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's something you may want to have done. Have they done what's called ERCP?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. How many GI... So you haven't had a complete, thorough GI evaluation. You've had about 80% of it. How many GI doctors have you been to?
I've been to...
Give me a number. Okay, just one. All right. I would go to another one. I would go to... where you're in Lancaster?
Yes.
What's the nearest big university medical center?
Well, UCLA and USC are about 75 miles away.
All right. Well, I would go to either one, and I would go to their GI department. I'd bring a copy of your studies, and you need a little bit more thorough evaluation, and you need a diagnosis. And I think at one of those universities, bringing your records, they'll get you a diagnosis, and that's what you need to do to get this solved so you can have a smile on your face.
Okay.
All right. I think we've helped you out, Doug. Important to call, ask the question, listen to Ken's answer. A lot of people want to argue, and we have that happen once in a while. That's okay, but to a point, if you're actually calling here, that means you're looking for advice, for Ken's advice. You tell us the story, ask the question, listen to his advice. You don't want to take it, that's up to you. But we have often sort of verbal bouts with people who sort of stand there, and it's like a nanny, I dare you to convince me or change my mind about stuff. And that's an indicative, I think that's a strong indices of what the problem is anyway. You're in denial. And that's not, you know, at least you get to this part, so maybe as you think about what the ramifications are, you'll work harder at listening and then doing. 28 past the hour, and good day health.
Want to go from dreamer to doer? Just ask Dancing with the Stars phenom Derek Hough.
From the time I was young, I learned how to break big projects into smaller tasks and visualize myself doing each part successfully. It's helped me become a professional dancer, actor, singer, Dancing with the Stars coach, and author. And this fall, I'm landing my biggest role yet, Singing in the Rain on Broadway.
Derek says he's also used the same techniques to realize his greatest travel adventures.
I started seeing myself on green fairways, being with the ocean, then plush green rainforests, spending time with incredible animals like kangaroos and koalas and rhinos in Australia, and swimming with sharks actually in Hawaii as well. No cage.
Visualization helps lots of travel dreamers become travel doers, says a Hilton Hotels and Resorts survey, whether it's seeing yourself on a beach in Barbados or visiting vineyards in Napa. Post your travel vision at OurStageYourStore.com with the hashtag HiltonStory.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid monitoring spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 33 after the hour, another half hour of conversation about you and your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here at the other end of 888-553-7536, taking your calls. Questions come in the email. Attention can be to Doug@DougStephan.com or to Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. You can send them to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Plus, Dr. Ken is here to go through any number of issues that are reported on by the medical media and the journals of American medicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to pass along something that happened to me this week that I thought would be helpful for a lot of people. Continuing aging process that I'm going through, Ken's going through, Kara's going through it, you're going through it. I went to see my eye doctor yesterday, Ken, and he did the usual tests on my eyes. I've been going to him for quite a number of years. I've been wearing reading glasses since I was in my 40s. I first had 50, you know, I go to the Walgreens or whatever, you buy a 50 and then magnifying, just magnifying glasses, 100, 150, 200, 300, now they're up to 300. So I can't, when I take my glasses off now, I can't see clearly. I can no longer see. I just took my glasses off and I'm looking at the computer screens in front of me. I can't read them. I can't see them. And it wasn't too many years ago that I could at least read stuff. But now, whatever is happening, which Dr. Stavel is happy to tell me is age-related, he says, I know you want to hear this, that it's all about your age. There's nothing. He did the usual check of my eyes and showed me where the blood flow was and where the retina was and all the things. He says, you're hot, your eyes are brilliant, and the connection, blood, everything's perfect, and your brain connected, all that stuff is great. But you have the same thing that other people have when they get older. They lose the clarity of the ability, if you will, to being able to see, you know, your eyes are getting tired. I guess that's basically what he said to me. So there's a new process that he explained to me called multifocal lens implants. Have you heard of them?
Tell me about it.
There are two things that he talked about. Stem cell research that's been done as a treatment for cataracts. I don't have them, but I can use it. The eye lens is becoming less clear, and if it was cloudy, that would be cataracts. I don't have them, but what I have can be corrected in the same way that a lot of people who have cataracts are now looking at them. There's a process that's pretty expensive, and it's not paid for by insurance, duh. But there are only a couple of people in Los Angeles that are doing it and a couple of people in New York. It's been used here in our country for the past 4 or 5 years, but apparently longer than that in Europe and some other places. So the bottom line is they take these lens implants and they stitch them in your eye. And you go under anesthesia. They do whatever they have to do to implant them. And when you're all done, you will have lenses that are the same as they may have been 30, 40 years ago. So he said, for the most part, you won't need any glasses anymore. You'll have the same vision that you used to have, and it will stay this way for the rest of your life. It won't, your eyes will no longer degenerate. And I thought, jeepers, this is something. I mean, even though it's expensive, I would much rather have my eyes. It won't change the color of your eyes, the way your eyes look. You won't be able to see it, know it. You'll just be able to see as if you're wearing glasses, but you won't be wearing glasses. And it may be that every once in a while you have to wear something that's, you know, the 50 or 100 that'll make it easier for you to read things. But I'm going to actually have this done, I think, in a couple of months. One of the things that they do is thoroughly examine all the systems. They want to know, you have to have a complete physical. So either you or somebody else is going to have to give me a physical again, because they won't touch you if they think there's any issue, especially circulation, blood-related, heart problems, any of that stuff is verboten. They won't even get involved, because you need a good, healthy blood flow for these things to heal and for it to work well. But I just thought this was something fascinating that a lot of people don't know about. A lot of people get very frustrated with reading glasses as they get older. I know I am. I've got like 24 pair. And, oh, the other thing he said to me was, once you have this done, you have to have very good sunglasses. I wear sunglasses pretty much all the time and have for years. And I think that's one of the reasons I don't have cataracts, because I'm out in the sun all the time. But I think they're generated by the sun, aren't they? Cataracts,
often,
aren't they?
Often. And these lenses are usually put in after cataract surgery.
Right. That's what he said. But you don't have cataracts, but this will give you the vision that you want without wearing glasses. And that's what I want. So I thought it would be, I just thought it was an interesting story. This guy is really a specialist. And,
right, this is a brand of lens. After cataract surgery, there's an intraocular lens that is put in, and this is a particular brand that is pretty sophisticated.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I just wanted to tell that story to give people the impetus. If you have the same problem that I do, then perhaps you can look into this. But as I say, I think there's only 4 or 5 people in the country doing this now. A couple in L.A., a couple in New York, and that's it. But it'll catch on as the prices go down and it becomes more popular. It is the same basic operation you can get in other places. The difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist also became clear to me. The guy who does this, the man that checked my eyes, is an ophthalmologist, and the fellow who does the operation is an ophthalmologist. Right.
I think you said the same. The one who does the eye exam is often an optometrist.
Optometrist, right. Okay.
And the one who does the surgery or writes prescriptions is the medical doctor, the ophthalmologist.
Yep. Okay. All right, let's get back to our friends on the phone. William in Medford, Oregon, is on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. William, what do we have with you that we can do in terms of help?
My horologist wants to have two valves replaced. They ran a tube up through, you know, where they go through the groin, up that way.
Sure, William. You had a heart catheterization.
Right. And he said one valve was partially blocked and one valve was completely blocked.
Are those the mitral and the aortic, if I'm going to guess?
Oh, yeah, really.
And
they put me on a high blood pressure medicine and two medicines for cholesterol.
I
want to do the surgery. I don't know whether I should have the surgery done or not.
How are your pipes to your heart? How are your coronaries, the circulation?
Not real good.
So they're also going to do bypass surgery also, is that correct? Hello?
I think they are, yeah.
Okay, William, so the surgeons are then recommending bypass grafts to the circulation, and also, is that repair or replacement of the two valves?
Replacement.
Of both valves?
Both valves, yes.
Uh-huh. And what triggered this heart catheterization? Were you having symptoms, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, feeling like you were going to pass out, any of those symptoms?
I was having a lot of pain in my chest. I was having shortness of breath.
Okay.
I do get lightheaded occasionally.
All right. And you had did you have a stress test, or did they take you straight to the cath lab?
No, I haven't had a stress test.
And that was abnormal, I would imagine?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you have a plumbing problem to your heart. They did a heart catheterization. They're saying you need bypass surgery. And you probably have some valve issues, these two of the four one-way doors internally inside. And while they have your chest open, they might as well also work on the valves. William, what I would do is, because that's a lot of surgery, and you may need it, but what I would do is I would, before I went through this, I would just want another doctor independent of this group. I would start with a cardiologist, because they're not going to be the ones operating, but they often will get involved in helping make the decision if you need an operation. I would get a second opinion. This doesn't sound like it's an emergency. It sounds like there's some urgency to get it done, but it's not an emergency. And see, you're at home right now, right?
Right.
I would
clear up into April when they want to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's obviously not an emergency. But I would, in the meantime, on Monday, call and get a cardiologist independent, even in a different town is best, cardiologist that doesn't see the one that you saw in the same hospital, and bring your records and get a second opinion just to make sure that everyone's in agreement that you need this much surgery at your age. And if you do, then I would think about getting it done because, you know, we operate on people a lot older than you often when it's really needed.
All right, William, best of luck in the continuing attempts to find what it is that you want in your own health and well-being. 42:43, actually, after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program. Back to your calls in a few moments after we help you rejuvenate the skin around your eyes with Genucell. I was just reading the business about stem cell therapy and how it would affect the eyes. This operation that I'm having could be done in coordination with some stem cell research, Ken. Stem cell research has been done using apples for the bags and puffiness, the lines around your eyes. This is an intensive treatment, Genucell is, and Ken will give you the sort of medical background as to why it's so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I began telling you about Chamonix many years ago, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked my pharmacist friend George to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed, but did he? Instead, he mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream. And Chamonix, yes, was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products, they're infused with antioxidants, use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. And also, if you order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, Genucell right now, George will double your order absolutely free.
Genucell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness lines around your face overnight. This patented plant stem cell technology will improve the brilliance of your eyes. Call 800-822-6145. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Do it now while you're thinking about it. In order this way to solve the puffiness and the bags around your eye, that problem that affects a lot of people, there's a bit of water under your skin. That's why it's puffy. And this GenuCells product absorbs it. 800-822-6145. Say goodbye to the puffiness. Goodbye to the bags. Goodbye to the lines. 800-822-6145. What a great way for you to deal with this specific problem. It targets your eye puffiness and bags. GenuCell. 800-822-6145.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
It's a disturbing trend that affects each and every one of us. Whether you drive, bike, or walk, no one is safe from a distracted driver. More than 38,000 roadway fatalities occurred just last year, the highest since 2008. That's got driving safety advocates like Allstate revving things up, bringing their innovative Reality Rides driving simulator to 20 cities across the country. Allstate's Executive Vice President of Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We've been very passionate about this issue for the last 10 years. We are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
Participants sit in the high-tech virtual reality car and safely experience the dangers of distracted driving. And participant feedback shows it's working. Allstate agency owner Mary Martinez.
67% of those surveyed on previous tours indicated that they learned more about distracted driving. And 59% of those who participated in the simulator said that they will never text and drive again.
To see where Allstate's Reality Rides tour is stopping next, go to Facebook.com/XTheText.
888-553-7536. Here's Philip in Monticello, Georgia. Philip, what can Dr. Ken do to help you out, sir?
Okay, Dr. Ken, I'll try to make this quick so that you can get to it. 4 years ago, had heart surgery, had a valve replaced, had an aneurysm graft fixed. Since then, there has been ups and downs, but everything was going pretty good. Come January of this year, I had to go down a long set of stairs, and as I started going back up the set of stairs, I realized my legs were getting so heavy that I couldn't hardly support myself. And since then, I've been having the same problem. It's gotten to the point now where even folding clothes, my arms have become so tired that I can't stand it. The only medicines that I'm on are metoprolol 50 twice a day. I'm taking a furosemide, which I'm taking a large amount of that, which is 80, 40 twice a day, and, of course, potassium to supplement.
Sure. Philip, have you had a follow-up echocardiogram ultrasound of your heart, making sure that valve is okay?
Yes, sir. Last summer.
No, but since you've had the new onset of symptoms.
No, sir. I have
okay,
not.
Okay, it sounds to me like something's changed. You need to be reevaluated. So you need to first get, they'll do an echocardiogram looking at your valves to make sure, especially the one that was operated on is fine. Make sure the pumping is fine. If that's okay, they'll probably do some sort of stress test to make sure your circulation to the heart. It sounds like the circulation to your heart was not operated on 4 years ago, right?
We had no coronary issues, just that heart valve.
So you had, when the guy you, found your, the aneurysm. Your coronaries were totally normal?
Totally normal.
Okay.
He was amazed at how normal, considering the fact I am overweight. I do weigh 300 pounds. Okay. I do not smoke. No high blood pressure, no cholesterol problems.
Philip, you need an echocardiogram. I would. Have you been back to the cardiologist since all these symptoms began?
No, sir. I was telling you, call screener, one of my problems is I was working part-time, and I just got promoted to full-time, and I talked to the lady just this week about the insurance. I'm not sure if it takes effect April 1st or May 1st. Mm. So I'm trying to figure out kind of what I can do to buy
it.
I
would lose weight.
I would watch the physical activity, limit it. You know, don't do symptom limit activity, but it sounds like you need to get there soon because there's not much you can do.
All right. 51 after on Good Day Health.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dr. Ken and Doug, 888-553-7536 on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is available at lakecardiology.com for a consultation. You like what he says on the radio? Go see him in Florida, 352-735-1400 to make that appointment. Let's have a conversation with Joan, a lady who lives in Boston with a pulmonary problem. All right, Joan, please go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken. Happy to have you there.
Well, pulmonary is secondary. I have a problem with high blood pressure. I should tell you, I'm almost 87 first.
Sound good for 87.
I know, and I'm trying to, you know, and I feel great, but this blood pressure thing, you know, you don't know you've got it till you find that somebody tells you about it. Well, anyway, because of the high blood pressure, I had a sleep study, and I'm on a device, and that has worked very well.
Well, untreated sleep apnea is a very common cause of high blood pressure, Jim.
Yes, exactly. That's why I had the test, and that's why I've been on a device, and I'm much more productive, which is what I'm after.
Good.
But to get to back to the blood pressure thing, it's pretty good during the day, and it keeps dropping. But what I was worried about, and what the doctors were having trouble with, is I was when I get up in the morning upon rising, it would be about 180. Well, lately since the sleep study and everything, it's down to 150 in the morning, and then continues to drop to a level that I like. My cardiologist had me on 5 milligrams of amlodipine, and because of the blood pressure and, you know, the fact that he's tried a lot of things and it didn't work, he doubled the 5 milligrams to 10 milligrams.
And now your ankles are swelling?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you taking that amlodipine at bedtime?
I am. And in addition, at bedtime, I'm taking Losartan,
right, okay.
100 milligrams. So
first of all, you need to tell the cardiologist that you got ankle swelling from amlodipine at 10 milligrams. It's a very common issue. It's not a serious problem, but he's going to want to back down the dose. We call this venous insufficiency. It's a nuisance, not a serious issue. But what I want you to make sure, so you don't, Joan, you're a great patient, you're trying really hard, but what you need to do, you have that home blood pressure machine, don't you?
On the wrist, yes.
Well, okay, well, I want you to get one on the upper, you know, garbage in, garbage out, because you're trying so hard, so you want to make sure you're as helpful and useful as possible, and not unintentionally confusing to everybody. You want to get yourself an upper arm, not a wrist device, an upper arm one, which is much more accurate, the one that goes between your shoulder and your elbow, and you want to then bring it into the doctor's office so it can be what we call calibrated. Someone with their ears will check it at the same time you use the device. Once you get one that calibrates, you'll know it's accurate, you'll take it home, and then I only want you to use it, not when you wake up and rush out of bed and sit down and you're all worked up and stressed from getting out of bed. I want you to find 10 to 15 minutes, morning, afternoon, and evening initially, where you have time to sit and fully unwind, fully relax, so that that's clearly your baseline and your mental and physical state are not elevating your blood pressure.
Okay. So
and then once you get those numbers under those conditions, if they're elevated, you call me back and we'll talk.
You're wonderful. Thanks ever so much.
He is wonderful. All right, we got a minute left here. Let's explain the story about acetaminophen not helping arthritis pain. That's basically aspirin, isn't it?
Well, acetaminophen is Tylenol, and acetaminophen brand is Tylenol, and unfortunately, it's squeezed into a lot of over-the-counter things, so you need to look at it. It is not an effective choice for relieving osteoarthritis pain in the hip or knee, or for improving joint function. This is out of the medical journal Lancet this week, although the drug rated slightly better than placebo in studies. Doug, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the so-called NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, Advil, or Motrin, or diclofenac. Diclofenac was the best choice for short-term pain relief. But don't forget, long-term use of these NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can lead to cardiovascular disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, and kidney disease. We need to develop new types of painkillers. Prescription narcotics are not the answer here.
All right, we've had a good week of conversation, a lot of information, past hands, a lot of good stories. Keep it up. Next week, same time, same station, as they say. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.